Alejandro Arce is one of several Milwaukee police officers who've been wounded by firearms that were sold at Badger Guns in West Milwaukee. Police say the person who bought the gun that shot Arce was a user of illegal drugs and should have been stopped from buying guns used in two shootings of police. Arce says he's taking Badger Guns to court to try to improve public safety.
I still want to make my neighborhood safe. I want my fellow officers to be safer. That is why I am suing Badger Guns.
Arce's former patrol partner, who was also shot, is joining him in the lawsuit. They're also seeking financial compensation from the gun store. The Washington, D.C.-based Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence is helping with the legal action. Attorney Daniel Weiss says Badger is the nation's number one store for selling guns used in crimes, and that many sales are through so-called straw buyers, where a legal buyer buys for someone who is banned from owning a gun. Weiss wants a judge to declare Badger Guns a public nuisance.
Most gun dealers in America are responsible. They don't have many, if any, crime guns traced back to their shop. Badger has one gun on average traced back every single day. We're asking the court to order that nuisance be abated, that they change their business practices.
The Associated Press reports that the owner of Badger Guns says blame should be directed at the people who shot the officers, not at his business. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.